Renee Frank is organizer of the event, and she joins us now on, or is organizer of the event and joins us now on the line. Renee, thank you very much for making time. This gathering has been postponed a few times and is finally happening. You must be happy that we are finally here.
Yeah, and thank you so much for having me on air. No, we are absolutely thrilled. Of course, we have been hit by these crises that have happened, of course, with COVID-19. And that have, of course, set us back. We were due to have a big congress in the CTICC with 2,500 specialists from around the world gathering to actually listen to the Cape Town story when we were under our very, very feared day zero and learn from us. And in the same way, also trying to drive in the investments that are needed in the water sector to actually give water and sanitation for our people.
I did mention, Renee, a couple of areas that you're going to be covering as part of the convention. What else? I mean, there's water conservation, of course, and also the need to deal with the barriers around access to clean water. What else is on the agenda?
Yeah, and that's, of course, one of the main ones. It is really that we are working hard in W12, which is part of a movement, you can say, of giving water equality to everybody who needs it. When we saw under the pandemic that the best advice from WHO was that you should clean your hands and you should have access to good sanitation, and we have a country that, of course, is lacking access for everybody, then it's a very, very important area and topic to face, and therefore really getting the industry united and together with the city leaders and the governmental bodies to really come together and come up with some good solutions together. And what we have learned is very much that the finance is actually available on an international scale. It is just about getting access to it and defining the projects and then, of course, from a banking point of view, make them bankable. So we have worked with Nedbank here very, very heavily in South Africa to look at sustainable solutions and really come up with something that can benefit everybody, but of course also seen from investors' point of view, create a business sense.
It's happening on Thursday, and I love the fact that it is a drive-in, Renee. What's the setup? And because we are all invited, and we will, when we conclude, talk about how people can book their tickets and be part of the event. But what's the setup? Where is it happening?
So basically, it's happening at the big field called the Glen in front of the Bungalow restaurant in Cape Town. And I'm actually on site right now where we are busy building the stage, building the media center so that people can come down and see what is actually getting built at the moment. And then it acts as a hybrid event. That means that it will be streamed online. There will be people from all over the globe that will be on the center stage dialing in and at the same time having a conversation with people on stage. And also as a little surprise, I can mention that we have actually engaged our very own Jeremy Loops to be live on stage for people so that we also get a little bit of entertainment in while we are discussing a very, very important topic.
Nice. So it's a drive-in. I mean, if I pitch up, I book the ticket, Renee, and I come with my family, what will the experience be? How do I, sitting in my car, access what is being discussed? Paint the picture, please.
Yeah, so the picture will be that there are, of course, very, very strict COVID procedures you have to go through. So that means that we make sure that everybody is very safe attending from them departing from their home, getting to the event and getting back home again. The other thing is that you will experience within your car, you will see a very, very big screen where it will be live featuring the international participants and, of course, also what is happening on stage. And then at the same time, you will be listening via your FM radio in your car so that you don't have to go out and stand among others. You can be absolutely safe for the people who are very scared in these COVID times.
Mm-hmm. And where do we access the tickets?
So you can go to our website, which is called w12plus.org. And there is all the information that you need and a link to tickets. And also mention it's free to participate, and that's, of course, also because we wanted all groups of life to have a chance to actually be a part of this very, very important conversation. So that you can do that. And if you cannot come in person or don't have a vehicle, then you can stream it online on Facebook and YouTube. And we will send out all that, all those links also on the website and on all our social media for everybody to have a chance to be a part.
I'm glad that it's finally happening, Rene, and it's a perfect setting as well. The backdrop for such an event, considering the location, is just right. A constant reminder of the environment. We appreciate your time. Rene Frank is organizer of that convention, the first ever drive-in convention. And to access the tickets, yes, it is free, but of course, due to COVID-19 and regulations and all that needs to be done in ensuring the right number of people are there, you can access their website, w12plus.org. That is W12, the number, and plus, plus.org.